Hey, what you guys know about that Bub Styles right there? That's that double zero joint right there. Also, too, if you jump up on our website, go to kcsb.org right there. You'll see our playlist link. Click on the link right there, too. You'll see everything we're rocking. You'll see that Rick Hyde, the El Camino joint right there from the East Side Productions. Also, too, shout out to my boy Chino XL. I know you're tuning in right now, too. Played that new Stew Bangas, man. A couple joints from Chino, man. And, man, if you guys haven't listened to that yet, make sure you guys go online. Pull them up, man, for whatever streaming platform you guys are tuned into. And check out the new God's Carpenter album that he just dropped right now. Off the hook, off the hook. And it's going down. And right now, we're in the building. You know what I mean? And I got someone kind of famous in the building right now, too. How you doing over there, Nancy? You here? You rocking with us?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Doing all right?
Thank you. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming through tonight on the late night tip, too. You know, you just did class right now, too. You got out of class and came all the way up to Santa Barbara.
I had two classes today. I had one 5:30 to 7, 7:30 to 9, 9 o'clock. I was like, I'm out. Bye, everybody. I got to go be Peace. With my friend, T. Tragic.
Man. That one sounded good right there. See, the way you say D Tragic right there, you know, that's so cool. All right. Well, hey, I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it. And, you know, thank you for coming on, too. And this kind of goes back to one of my friends, Trey Breyers, man, that he was on the show not too long ago because he was working on a new film. He's working on a new film.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it, and he came on and was talking about the last film he just did. And it's really like, it makes me really curious, you know, about all this filmmaking and stuff. And so we're going to talk about that in a little bit, okay?
Yes, we will.
But for people tuning in right now that, you know, this is their first time ever hearing about you, mm-hmm. Nancy Rodriguez, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, where'd you grow up at? Like, where are you from?
Where am I from? Okay, so I was born in Los Angeles, where the stars are born, right?
So they say. Well, I mean, you know, that's where everyone wanted to come.
Right. Yeah, so I was born in Los Angeles and lived there for about the first 8 years of my life.
Okay.
And then we came out to Ventura County, and mm-hmm. basically Ventura County has been my home.
What brought you out to Ventura County? Like, what?
My dad, his job.
Okay.
Yeah, his job. And so, and then with me, I've been back and forth from Hollywood to Ventura County, Oxnard. So Oxnard's really where I grew up. You know, I went to elementary, junior high, high school, colleges, and then I did go to CSUN.
Okay.
Right before the earthquake hit, right? So I was living out there, and then the earthquake hit, so I'm moving back.
People that aren't from California, they're from, like, the East Coast, they don't even know. Yeah, they get snow and this and that, but, like, man, it's an earthquake.
I said, I'm going back to Oxnard.
That's a whole phenomenon right there. So you're back over here in Oxnard, mm-hmm. you know, and you completed your college and stuff like that. What are some of the stuff like you were doing growing up? Like, did you play sports in college or anything like that? Or?
I played softball. I was a softball player. Played softball. Was in gymnastics.
Okay.
My parents. That's one thing I can thank them for. They always
you could
had
do all
me.
The flips and stuff like that. Off
when
the...
I was 10. Okay. I'm not 10 anymore.
You're not doing that anymore.
I'm not doing that anymore.
You gotta check that health insurance policy. Yeah. Can I do flips?
No, I'm not doing that.
That's funny. Yeah. So. Later in the game, fast forward, mm-hmm. you know, out of school and everything, like, were you involved with any kind of, like, acting or anything like that while you were, like, in school or growing up? Or
no, I always had an interest
like
for
plays?
It.
Like
I didn't plays? Do plays in high school. It wasn't until I got into my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because I was going to college for, I wanted to major in psychology, right?
Right.
And at that time.
That's really safe, I would say. That's safe.
Right.
You're good right there, too.
So the journey of life, right?
Yes.
So I've always had the love for psychology.
Mm-hmm.
I got into a bad relationship in my early 20s, toxic relationship. And so it kind of, I got into a self-development class at John Robert Powers way back in the day, right? Like over 25 years ago, 30 years ago. So I went there for self-development. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, and I did that. And then I discovered, I was like, wow, I think I like this acting thing. Slowly but surely, I started to get to know more about acting.
Like, what was it? What's the first thing? Would you saw a commercial or something? You're like, hey, that was cool. I could do that. Or were your friends were doing it? Or
yeah. You know, what's interesting is, I was working I ended up working at John Robert Powers. Uh-huh. And then they asked me to audition for a commercial, a Spanish commercial for Western Dental.
Oh, tight.
And I was like, I could do this.
Western Dental.
And then I found out how hard it was. And like, the journey is just, wow. Right. Wow. The rejection part's nothing.
Is it remembering the lines?
No, that's nothing. It's the journey of, you know, the business.
Journey
of the
business.
Because it's a business. You know, if people think, oh, I look cute, I can be an actor. It's like, mm-hmm. No, it's a lot more than that. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So for people tuning in, like I said, too, this is kind of like an edutainment show. So right. Like, I want people to kind of learn about these different things because a lot of the time, you know, people, you know, you can say growing up here in Ventura County, mm-hmm. we're kind of limited to what's here versus right. like what's in Los Angeles in the city, you know, and sometimes people fall into these little situations to where they feel that all they have here is all they can be, you
right.
know?
Right.
They may be in like really underprivileged areas to where they never thought they would be able to go to the beach and hang out, like some stuff that we right. take for granted.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like interesting, like, you know, like what leads a person there on this journey and that gets you there and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So with acting, after that Western Dental commercial, I went to Western Dental, by the way. You know what I mean? Maybe right. it's because of your commercial. No, for real, though. Like, right there on the sidewalk, people walking right by me, my mouth open. You know? That was cool, though. But so then what was like, your next role? Because I remember seeing you, like I was saying, in Trey's movie, in your right. eyes. And, like, to me, that was a pretty big, like, you know, for Trey. And I was a lot younger, too.
Oh man, I owe Trey so much for everything because it really opened up a lot for me, right?
Yeah.
I was already pursuing acting, but like I said, you know, acting it's a tough journey. You could go to 1,000 auditions and be lucky if you book one thing, right?
Right.
And so yeah, when I found out that Trey was doing this feature film In Your Eyes,
mm-hmm.
One of our mutual friends, Scott. Andrade, he actually had mentioned it too, and Trey's like, yeah, I think I could have her, you know, play the role of mom.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, cool. And then he says, oh, you're gonna play opposite of Michael DeLorenzo. I'm like, what?
You're like what?
Undercover? That's my undercover crush.
You know, I think that was like every girl's undercover crush right there. Malik Yoba too, you know.
Yeah.
But that was a trip too, because I saw right. I saw, like, you know, like, to me, you know, I used to watch New York Undercover. I used
right.
to be like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then he's on Trey's film.
Right.
You know, so that was cool. And I remember you and the mom and the whole story in your eyes with the daughter.
Right.
But it was always that kitchen scene that I always remember.
So
when
many
he grabbed
people
you.
Do that.
Grabbed you over the sink right there, too. And,
right.
And, you know, I was like, hey, you know, that's some, like, you probably don't want to do that take very many times, you know what I mean? But it was, like, really good acting. I'm like, ouch.
Yeah,
you know?
So, it was good, yeah.
So then, since then now, that was, I'm trying to think of the year, like, 2001
four,
or something?
Some,
four
some,
or
five. I think it was 2001. Yeah, 2004, I think.
Yeah, so since then, like, you know, you've been pretty involved and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And screenwriting, too.
Right.
So you write, explain screenwriting. You write in movies or what do you
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I always enjoyed writing like essays and things like that in school.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I met producer Eric Bryman. I got introduced to him by my friend Pat Farrell. May he rest in peace. But they have planes at the Camarillo Airport.
Okay.
And so that's how I met Eric. And Eric, this is when I was working at Costa Pacifica.
Okay.
Cool. So Costa Pacifica is a place for at-risk youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was working there and Eric had said, you know, hey, have you ever thought about writing your experiences, you know, mm-hmm. working there? I was like, I don't know how to write. And he's all, well, guess what? Go pick up a bunch of scripts, study them, and figure it out.
Hmm.
I was like, okay. 9 months later, I literally hand wrote my first script.
Is it like you're visualizing it in your head? Like, oh, this person would say this. Like, you're looking at the situation?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because you have to develop the characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out, like, the connection with each character.
Hmm.
And it's a process, and I'm still learning. So, so basically it's, you know, just coming up with the place, the, you know, the genre and... Yeah, it's just an interesting process, and it's never ending. Like, you always feel like, oh, no, rewrite. Okay, now rewrite. You know, and then you
but
have
But at some point, you have to put it out.
Yeah, at some point, you have to put it out. Yeah. And then you have the choice, you know, do I want it to be a feature film? Do I want it to
And feature film means it's over an hour and a half?
Yeah, it's, well, to be a feature, it has to be... It has to be 60 minutes, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. It has to be at least an hour.
Okay. But yeah, like you said, too, especially when you're starting, like, putting it all together, like, you think, okay, I have it all, and they're like, all right, that's 3 minutes. Like, if that, you're like, what? The whole thing's done. Like, no, like, you need the rest of the story. Like, what's the next scene? But being able to kind of, like, maybe think about it, like, I was just picturing, hey, yeah, you think about, oh, this guy that does this, that ends up doing that, and then you just have to make up all the stuff in between it or something like that.
Right. I absolutely love it. And it's interesting because when I wrote Quiet Storms, which is the, you know...
We're going to be talking
about... Well, we'll be talking about...
Quiet Storms.
Yes. So when I first started writing it, I mean, it's just developed into what it is now. And it, my life experiences, you know, also helped me develop it. And then me going back to school, because I got back to school to study clinical psychology. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm
clinical psychology. Yeah. So what is clinical psychology? Explain this to us.
Clinical psychology is really studying the behavior, mental. I'm getting my MFT and my LPCC. So that means marriage, family therapist.
Okay.
And licensed professional counseling.
Okay.
But I'm going to gear towards more of the LPCC track because I want to keep working with at-risk youth and work with probation offenders.
I see.
Possibly get into, you know, the correctional facilities.
Okay.
And start helping people. I think I want to do more trauma-based. I want to help people that have been through trauma and try to help them overcome the trauma.
Yeah.
So they can live... try to live healthier lives. Yeah.
Is that like casework, you know? Like caseworking or something like that?
Well, no, it's not caseworking. I'm basically working with your mental health, your mental and behavioral health. Yes. Well, not a doc. I'm a clinician. It would be a clinician. If I got my PhD, like I'm thinking about, then I would become a doctor. Then
you're
still
a doctor. You put the white jacket on, you're the doctor.
I'm the doctor. You're I would definitely, I can definitely, you know, I would diagnose you. I would, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay, well, I'll have you diagnose me here in a second right there, because I think maybe sometimes, yeah, give me like a clinical statement so at least I can say, well, she said I'm crazy. That's good. All right, so that's really cool because, you know, a lot of the times, like with a lot of the rappers or the entertainers that come in, a lot of people wonder, hey, like what do you do? Like, you know, like, and a lot of the rappers, people know, but they always wonder, what do? Do they work jobs? Do they just get paid off of doing your acting and stuff like that? So obviously, you know, you're going to school, you're working professional jobs. Yeah, I mean, these things, to make a film, to go to school, to learn more about it, everything has its cost.
Right, it does. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of, I don't know, I think people always look at me and go, how do you handle it all? It's like, I really have to thank all the places that I worked for, all the residential facilities and even the group homes, because I worked anywhere from 8 to 16 hour shifts sometimes.
Yeah, you got to put in work.
You put in the work, but, and now, you know, I work at Oxnard High School right now as a paraeducator, and the hours are 8:30 to 3:35. Yeah, that's only like 6 hours from my, wait, what do I do for the rest? What? Let me go back to school. Let me ride. Let me do this.
Fill up the rest of the day.
Exactly.
That's good, though. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people are like that, man. That's the road for success right there. That's the road for accomplishment and stuff like that, too, because there's no time, especially where we live, to just be sitting around, like, not doing anything that's not, progressing you. So, all right. So, we're moving to this film now. Mm-hmm. So, you got this film. It's Quiet Storms. Like, why you call it Quiet Storms?
The main reason... So originally when I wrote the script, I wasn't really sure what I was going to name it yet. Then I had a friend that, died by suicide, and that made me realize, because actually he was actually going to start up a record label. He was going to name it Quiet Storm.
Okay.
So after he passed away, and I went through this whole guilt thing, right? Like, I should have been there for him. I was placed somewhere else at the time because I was working at Costa Pacifica, and I was working with, actually, the girl I was working with is in my film, but we'll get into that a little bit later. So, so that's really what inspired me to call it Quiet Storms, because after, you know, I you know, took time out for myself, trying to analyze everything that happened, how come I wasn't there to help him. I then, you know, nobody really knew why he did what he did. A lot of people that commit suicide and die by suicide, nobody really knows, right? Yeah. Nobody really knows, like, why they did it. And so then that's when I decided, I said, you know what? We all have our quiet storms, right? We're not going to always know what people are going through. And some people are not going to want to share information with you, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And so that's how I came up with the title my script.
I see. So with that in mind too, Quiet Storms, the movie, it takes place centered around a group home environment.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about that, because I know that you said, hey, your experiences, and you draw from your own experiences working to put together into this movie. Tell me a little bit about, you know, I don't want you to give me all the secrets, because, you know, they have to go check it out, because you have the screening that you're doing too.
Yes.
So, like, tell me kind of about, you know, what it's about. You know,
so basically, it takes place at a girls' group home, and I did it for two reasons. One, I feel that society needs to understand more what our youth are going to when they're taken away from their homes.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They're put into the hands of social services.
Yes.
You know, social services, they do what they can, right? Mm-hmm. Some cases are, you know, a lot more heavier than others. So there's certain cases that don't get prioritized. And that's how we end up losing a lot of, you know, kids to the system, unfortunately.
Right.
So I always thought, you know, I want to, you know, educate, entertain, and empower. Right? I think it's important. I think when we do films, you know, like Trey, Within Your Eyes, there was a story behind it. There was a reason why, you know, the leads, one was Latina, and then, you know, we had the black male, you know, because there was a story there. It was teaching us, you know. And so same thing with me. I feel like, you know, with everything that I've been doing, working with at-risk youth and, you know, all the stories that they've shared with me, I felt like, you know, people really need to understand. Like what it's like. So basically, Quiet Storms takes place at a girls' group home, and we get to see the journey of what it's like to have, you know, a few girls living together. They all have, you know, different issues, and they have to make it their home, right? Yeah. What does that look like, you know?
Well, I can just tell you, like, you know, me, you know what I mean, being in a family with two girls together,
right?
Just two,
right?
With just, you know, like, without the same types of issues, like, That can be a lot right there, you know?
So
that's interesting, you know, like, and I also had, you know, a friend kind of, you know, growing up that was, you know, little sister of one of my friends, and, you know, she went through it, and she had a lot of stuff happen to her that, you know, she shared with others to kind of let people know. But like you said, like, people don't really know what's happening, what goes on behind there.
So
that's cool that you decided to do that. So who's in the film? Who are the actors and actresses in the film? You gotta give them a shout out.
Yes. Okay, so we have Mariano Mendoza.
Okay.
He goes by Big Dog.
Big Dog.
Yeah. He's done, you know, he's done some stuff. He was on in oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of the it was a boxing.
All you gotta call him is Big Dog, like, right
Big
there. There's a lot of respect that comes with that right there, you know?
He's done a lot of TV stuff.
Okay.
And Better Call Saul was one of them. Wow. Yeah, he was
that's
in that.
Cool one right there.
And oh my gosh, I can't think of the name. It's bothering me. He's been in a lot of stuff.
The girls in the group homes, they're obviously youth group homes, and group homes are usually what like between the ages of like, was it up to 18 or something?
Right. So it could be anywhere from 11 to 18.
11 to 18.
Yeah. And actually, okay, two of the girls that are in my film, mm-hmm, I took care of at Costa Pacifica.
Oh, word. Word. So they're not really actors. Yeah, you know, like,
yeah.
That's the real deal right there.
And it was so interesting because back then I started to talk, they knew I was an actress. And mm-hmm, they, you know, I said, you know, I think I want to, you know, make films. And they both had hit me up. They're like,
yeah,
If you ever do a film, can we be in it?
We want to do it too.
Right.
That's cool that you can, at the same time while doing your job, mm-hmm, like you can also, the stuff that you want to do,
right,
it can inspire people there, mm-hmm, to that, so that they can have goals to work, right, towards too. That's pretty cool. You never know. Watch, you're going to see them like on some Marvel films now. You're going to be like, wait a second. Like, that's really cool. So,
yeah,
so you've been working on this film. Where does the... like, where do you shoot the film at? Was this all overseas, or were you doing it on private jets? Like, how do you go about, like, you know, like,
no, actually,
together the set?
My cinematographer, James Carrillo, he's an amazing cinematographer. Mm-hmm. I got actually introduced by him when I was working on Mariano's short film. So mm-hmm, I met him, and I was telling him about my script, and right, so... He's like, oh, I want to read it. Let's see if we can collaborate. Uh-huh. So he read like the first 5 pages and he called me up. He's like, girl, we got to get this done. What's your budget? I'm like, oh, wait, I need a budget?
No. This is a hit.
He was like, wait, what? Okay.
I need money back is my budget. I need you to give me money. It's my budget.
How much do you need? Like, what do we need? So it was just an amazing process. Mm-hmm. We ended up shooting out in Inland Empire.
Okay, Inland. Yeah.
Yeah, he lives out there. And
shout out to Triz, too, by the way. Inland. Okay, sorry.
That's okay. We did some scenes out there, and then we actually shot here in Oxnard, too.
Oh,
we
okay.
shot at one of my friend's house. Nice enough to let us. We shot 9 scenes in that house. I was like, okay, we got to do this one time because I have people coming from.
They're like, how long are you going to be here? What are you doing? Wrap this up.
It was a 12-hour day, and we're like, we got it done, though. We were so organized.
Wow.
You know, we're like, let's just get this done. So
that part is really cool, too. I'm really interested in that part when mm-hmm. I see all the cameras and the mics and all the stuff set up. Like, that part is, like, really intriguing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at video shoots where they have the track that goes through the house where you can sit on the thing and slide
it. And it goes, yeah.
Off the hook right there. It's pretty cool when you see all that part. And
right.
Lights, camera, action.
Right. And it's like, everyone quiet on set. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've learned a lot because this is my first film that I've actually directed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So
you're the person that yells out, cut. No,
yeah.
Let's do it again. I need to be like this or that. Okay, that's cool. So how was it like doing that, like being in that chair?
It was different because I also acted in the film.
Okay.
So,
you're like, nah, mine was good. Mine was good.
My one take, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, one take snake over here now. Like, you just go right through. Like, I don't know about your guys, but it's always good. Don't ever question me, all right? That's cool. Yeah. So being in it. And then you direct it, like, I wouldn't,
right.
I mean, obviously they know, hey, this she's going to tell you if she likes it or not, but like.
Yeah, well, you know, the wonderful thing is that I had my amazing acting friends that were in it that also, you know, they have a very creative eye too. And it was really nice working with them because, you know, they are professional actors. Like my mm-hmm. friend Mike G, you know, he's done, he was on, what's it called? Oh gosh, I'm losing all these names that my friends have been on. All these.
He was in the X Games.
No, whoa. He was in. He was in Hentified. He did like one episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
That.
The TV show Hentified.
Yeah,
like that's pretty good.
Right.
They have like they're trying to sell their restaurant. Right
yeah.
There.
Yeah. So he, you know, he did one or two episodes on there, and he's done some other stuff. But
that's
you know,
fresh.
So I have a lot of friends that. Have done stuff, and
yeah.
So it was really nice working with them.
Bring
and,
them all together.
You know, I'm the type of person that I love to collaborate. Like, I have a vision, like, I wrote it, and I have a vision, and it's always nice to, you know, to get the perspective from an actor, because they could bring something else out that you don't know.
Right, right.
And so it was really fun, and I learned a lot from them. They learned a lot from me, so it was just a really good collaboration. And
that's fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, the teamwork makes the dream work.
It
right
does.
There too. It's like you can only do so much on your own.
Right.
You know? But there's a lot of stuff you got to do on your own
Absolutely. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of tears, a lot of frustration. You put the script aside, you pick it up. You know, I put the script aside I don't know how many times. I rewrote it. I, you know, got it registered through the WGA. And, you know, it's like, okay, here's another copy. Okay, no, let's do this one. And, you know, so, yeah.
Wow. Well, now you have this product, right?
Yes.
And you're, like, ready to kind of reveal it.
Yes. Well, I am. I'm going to have a private, well, I'm having a private screening. You know, yes. I'm inviting, you know, a couple hundred people to come and watch it and, you know, try to get, you know, feedback from people and see, you know, is this something you would like to see as a film or a TV series or both? Mm-hmm. My dream is to do both because it can go both ways.
Okay.
I think.
From a movie that you just watched to a TV series.
Yeah.
I think the TV series would be kind of cool because, like.
Right.
It's definitely not the same because, you know, TV, but me growing up, like, with the all girls, what was the name? Was it called Facts of Life? No.
Oh, right. Facts of Life.
Was it Facts of Life?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, it's just, it's kind of like what we watch as reality TV now, quote unquote, reality right. TV now, but it'll be interesting to see it like in a TV show to where like you're waiting for like the next thing that happens.
Right.
Because it's going to be real dramatic too, you know?
Right.
So,
well, and the good thing, if I do it as a TV series, it's a never ending, right? So you have the girls that have their issues, but then how did they get there? You know, right. You got to have the backstory of their parents.
That's kind of cool. You start making it all up.
Yeah. Right? You know, and then you got to think about the people that work at the group home, right? Mm. They have their own. And, you know, my experience working at group homes, I see both sides, right?
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. You girl, we can introduce a new character.
Yeah, exactly.
This other girl got fired.
And this one over here, she got beat up. She got hurt. She left.
That happens, though. That's true. You know, do, like, I have a friend that is a caseworker. Mm-hmm. She works with veterans that are pretty much on the street. They have their own situations. Mm. And the stories of just trying to work with people that have mental incapacities, mm-hmm. you know, like over here and on, you know, like the regular part of the world where everyone's working, everyone's quote unquote okay. We want it to be a certain way, but it's hard to understand why. While some other people, like say the ones that really do want to live on the street, mm-hmm. like why they want to do that and trying to kind of help, you can call it help.
Right.
Help bring them to some type of workable means, like can be really tough. And it's like you said, dangerous.
It is.
And so, yeah, it's like, so I could see that in the film, you mm-hmm. know, being a big part of it too as well and really entertaining in that way maybe, you know?
No, yeah, and it's reality. You know, it really is. And I think people need to see that. Like I said, it's trauma. Trauma does a lot to a person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have somebody that's been hurt for so long and they don't know how to express it, right?
Right, right.
And the only way they know how is through anger. And so it's
and that's where you get in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah.
So with this release now, mm-hmm. so when is the release? Tell us about when it is.
Well, I'm going to do the private screening.
Private screening.
Yeah, private. And
red carpet.
The red carpet. Got to have the red carpet.
Got to have that.
Yes. So it's going to be Saturday, August 19th.
Okay, on the 19th.
Yep. Which is my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, so, it's a wonderful time right now. So I'm doing a private screening because I am inviting industry people.
Okay.
So I want them to take a look at it and, hey, you never know who might see it and say, hey, guess what? I have, you know, might be able to introduce you to somebody or I know someone that might, you know, have an interest in this. So just depending what the outcome is. I might be able to maybe, you know, show it on like screen it on YouTube or something, you know,
exclusives.
So we'll see. Cool. We'll see how it goes. But either way, it's going to get done, you know.
Well, what do we do here at KCSB or what I try to do with this show here, Word on the Streets, is let people know what's happening out there.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of talent here in the 805. You know,
exactly.
We're pretty much the area between LA and the Bay is what I call it. So,
right.
Like when I just feel it's just my public service that what I do is like with this show, especially having a vehicle like this that lets people know. Just like when I see stuff out there that's happening, that's popping, I see people working really hard. We got to let people know about our own community. So I see you out there. I've seen you working. I've seen all the stuff. I was on your IMDb and I see us going, flipping through that pages and pages and pages. So when I see you working hard and trying to do it too, and I've seen you progress over the years too, like working like this, like I really do want to support that. Like in this film of yours, I hope it really does grow into what you wanted it to be, you know, or whatever it could be, you know,
exactly.
for you. And you know, with writing and directing and acting too.
And I edited.
And editing too.
I had to edit. Yeah, it was
that,
you know,
that could be hard. I mean, that could be really hard.
Oh my gosh,
it was Final Cut or what?
So no, I that's too advanced for me. I actually was gonna do Premiere when I was supposed to. Oh, just do Premiere. I bought it. I was downloading. I was like, wait, what? Like, where do I start with this?
Yeah, D Tragic sent me the pen. That was enough right there.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. So I was like, I started out with iMovie. Okay. It was a good, because I don't have any special effects. Yeah. Okay. I don't have any special effects, I thought.
Yeah.
So I had to, I went through three different editors, and I was not really happy with what I was seeing. Okay. I felt like there needed to be more done with it, and people kept telling me you need to just do it yourself. You're the one with the vision. You're the one. Yeah. So I'm glad I did it, because
if you need help, I got a guy. And you'll be like, wow, oh my gosh,
awesome, good to know. And see, and I appreciate you, you know, having shows like this and having the 805 come out, because we have so many creative people out here. Not just that,
yeah,
we have wonderful places to shoot. We have great weather for one. You go out to LA.
No, it's terrible. Look at people listening right now. Our weather is terrible. We have nothing but a grip of sharks, and they bite everybody. Yes, don't come out here. It's, Ventura County is not safe. Santa Barbara is not safe. Okay.
It's not safe with you.
Don't say no. No, but for reals, though, we have awesome weather.
No, we do. We have
everything.
The hills. We have the beaches. We have, you know, so many historic places, you know, that we can. And I want to shoot more out here.
Yeah.
And I think we need to start bringing stuff out here. And I will tell you, one thing that I was really frustrated with was like trying to find a place to have my screening, and there's not a whole lot of places to do it.
Venues, right?
Yeah, because I could go to like the Regency or go to all those other places, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, they tax a lot.
You know, and so I thought, you know, we need to have something built, so like, you know, people that do want to have, you know, show off their short films or even like 15-minute films, and to invite people and get people excited. I seriously have been thinking about getting a studio together out here and just, you know, having a platform and encouraging more people to follow through with their creative skills. And if they want to write, they want to rap, they want to dance, they want, you know, there's so much out there.
Yeah.
You know,
like something that, I mean, I don't, there's a vision for everything, but I went to one of my friends, like it's an apartment complex, at condos or whatever you want to call them. It's huge. They have their own store there, but they have a theater.
Oh, that's cool.
Where you can, and you know, like if you were going to watch movies, if it's like 20 people or something like that. But I think of these places, like I'm sure there's one of those places where you could totally say, all right, we live here, so we're going to rent it out.
Right.
And really invite the people over. And that would be cool, because I think like in Ojai, there used to be a place that was a smaller theater, more independent, and they just played films that they wanted to play. Not like all the films that were out, like trying to be like commercial like that. But it would be cool. I can totally understand it. You know, venues are, you know, they're like falling off. It's hard to find good venues, you know, that you can do stuff at. But you found yours, so you're gonna be able to do what you need to do. Let people see it, like you said, get the feedback. All right, and that's on August 19th.
August 19th.
And what's your social media? What's your social media or websites and stuff where people can go there and find about you and the film and be supportive? Like, where can they go?
You can go on Instagram. I'm Nancy in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
My friend Mike G actually gave me that name.
Nancy,
he's on Nancy
Hollywood.
In Hollywood. I said, okay. So that, and then I'm in, you can find me Nancy R. Rodriguez on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have a website yet.
Okay.
But
yeah. Well, everything comes in time right there too, but we got to get you out there. We got to let people know and find out about this, you know, build that buzz.
Yes,
and, and like I said too, like here at KCSB, we're an independent radio station, so we're able to do what we want, kind of, you know, to, you know, certain rules.
Right,
you know what I mean? But yeah, so as it goes, you know, just know that, you know, we want to be supportive of what you're doing.
Thank you.
And yeah, it's exciting though to see this, like, you know, and other people out there too that may be like inspired by seeing what you do, you know, it's cool that, you know, you shared the story about, you know, some of the girls that you worked with in the past and, you know, them getting involved now, because, you know, after they do this and, you know, if they're invited to come out too and see that, they might want to keep it going, you know, and it could really turn into something for them too. So that's cool. It's really inspiring, and hopefully you keep inspiring people out there, you know, and
trying. Well, you know, cool. I just really want people to be the best they can be and mm-hmm. not be afraid. Like, even if it takes you 10, 20 years mm-hmm. to get something done, you know, something that you want to do, then do it.
You can keep doing it.
Yeah.
It takes a while. Just work on it.
Right.
Yeah. Don't quit. Well, that's what's up right there. Nancy Rodriguez in the building right now. And Quiet Storm's coming out August 19th. Not coming out, but they got the special screening August 19th. And hope to grow it from there. You got any shout-outs for any of your actors or actresses in it? Producers, cinematographers?
Let's see. Well, yes, James Carrillo and his beautiful girlfriend. She's a great special effects artist. Her and just all my actors, Mike G, Mariano Mendoza, Pilar Shaw. She's actually an actress she lives in Ventura.
That's right.
She's one of the girls that plays in my film, and she was really consistent and persistent with me. She found me on Facebook, and she had done local plays, and she's like, I want to be an actress. Are you a manager? I'm like, God, who? First of all, who are you?
Where'd you find me?
Are we friends on Facebook? And she's a perfect example of, like, you know what? You want something and you find a way to make it happen. So for a whole year, she kept like, can we meet up? I want to talk to you about my acting. And so a whole year went by. I was like, casting my film. I'm like, Pilar, she'd be perfect for this.
Hey.
And I called her. We met up. Then I realized that her and her dad and I worked together at a group
small
home.
World, small
and
world.
Then when we were shooting, I realized that her mom and I worked together at Costa Pacifica. I was like, wow.
It's truly a small world.
Right.
I'm on vacation, standing in line, getting ready to get in on a cruise ship in Barcelona. And this guy's looking at me kind of crazy, but I know, hey, I'm in a different country. It's different here. And we get into this little conversation, and we're like, well, so where are you guys from? And they're like, oh, we're just from this tiny little city, you know, about an hour north of Los Angeles called Thousand Oaks.
Oh, no. We're neighbors.
I was like, dang, you live right down the street from us right there. Like, dang, we came over here to get away from you.
Go away.
But it's truly a small world. So you ran into him like that. You guys know each other.
Right.
It's kind of cool, though. Like, you know, knowing each other, too.
And she's from Ventura. And then Natalie Hernandez, who is my little star.
Mm-hmm.
She did amazing. So, Master Jolie.
Angelina Jolie, you said?
Master Jolie.
Okay. I was like, whoa, he's got Tomb Raider up in there.
Master Jolie, he's a great martial artist. He's great. Yeah, he's good.
That's cool. That's cool. Quiet Storms right there.
Yes. And, I do want to give a shout out to MP Ramirez. I'm using his, one of his songs in my film.
Okay. That's right. So you get to put together the soundtrack too.
And then Jordan Lee too. He's from Ventura.
Okay.
And who else did I? Oh, Bobby Apostle. He's from, Oxnard. We were actually, in martial arts together.
Okay. He's an artist too.
Yes.
He rocks.
Yeah.
You got to pump up these artists.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's important to me, too.
You're going to have to bring them in here and let them talk about their music and stuff.
Hey, so definitely have them hit us up, like, because we're a multi-genre station here, too, as well.
Absolutely.
So, get some music playing, because if we got heat out there, especially in our own neighborhood.
Right.
That's what our station is about, is showing love to our community. Sometimes I call it the last local radio station.
Oh.
And it's not, like, technically like that, but what we do here is we focus on stuff that actually happens here.
And I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great to give people the opportunity.
And that's why I do what I do here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's why we got to do what we did tonight.
That's right.
That's what's up right there. So people tuning in, like, if you guys get it twisted and stuff, you can always feel free to hit me up. Like I said, I'm on social media. You guys got me plugged in there. Tell them your social media one more time.
It's Nancy in Hollywood.
Nancy in Hollywood. And she's there everywhere. And, like, if you guys do get it twisted, though, feel free to hit me up, and I'll put you guys up on game, let you guys know how to get a hold of her, how to find out more about the film, and how to be supportive, too, because, you know, being supportive is, like, the thing right now, okay? Please support, too, so.
Support.
All right, well, we got about another half hour, 25 minutes left of the show, you know, and so we're going to jump back into the mix. And you guys keep it locked in. The next week, like I said, we got silver and gold coming through too, and a lot of cool stuff. Did you guys check out that Chino XL I played a little bit earlier too as well? Like, if you guys want to know more about that album, him and Stu Bangas, feel free to hit us up. And keep it locked for Rock C here in a few minutes, all right? Word of the Streets Radio. We're going to jump into the mix.
Please tune out and return in 1 hour. This is 91.9 FM, KCSB, Santa Barbara.
Jackie, man, you know what I'm talking about right now. You in the mix with my boy D-Tragic.
Word on the Streets Radio.